Okay. On the bottom of the Chavzayin with base. Deika de Amri. Some learn this whole sugya differently. What Reb Zeira's taina on Reb Yochanan was. Reb Yochanan said that Azor, who was Masadar the Marachis Chayit. In the end, the Gemara said that what he really meant is that Azor who put the Shnei Gizrayetz in is Chayit. So Maskifel Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira, this is the other way of learning what Reb Zeira's taina was on Reb Yochanan. The chiyesh lecha avoda, chiyesh achareha avoda, psula bezor. Is there an avoda that's not avoda tama, that has another avoda after it, and is what's it called, azar is chayiv misa on it? Chiyesh achareha rashi, sidur avoda, sidur shnegzirit. L'maisa, there's another avoda sidur after the sidur hamaracha. You have to misada the shnegizrayetzim. So it's not the finishing of the bonfire, you have to do something else. So it's in an avoda tama. Upsula bazar is chayav misa. Avade azar is possible, and azar is usher to do it. Shailus be chayav misa or not. Where it says v'harei ivarim updorim, right? L'maisa, those are what's it called? There's an avoda after that, right? So Rashi says lo garsinin lekulei hach girsa. Devarim or the Trumas Hadesh and Hacha. It's a mistake. This was put here by mistake because it really fits before, but it doesn't fit as a kash over here. The Monin and Lahulagabi Tuksaya, the Rav of Levi, Bavoda Shein Achare Avoda. The mice of these things are considered Avoda Shein Achare Avoda. They are Avoda Tama. Question is, are they Avodas Matana or avoda siluk, the machlokas we had before? If you need an avoda, putting on the mizbeach or even taking off the mizbeach, that would include trumas hadesh. V'avoda she'ein acharei avoda, so there's no kasha, right? V'agav shitva deriyata degirsa deleil delishna kama derebzeira hoda v'garsinu blishna basra. It's a mistake. Because in the first lashon, these were as questions, so when they wrote over the Gemara, they put these questions here too. Right, but really it doesn't belong here. V'hachi garsinan. Yesh lecha avoda sheyesh acharei avoda psula bizar. Ela'i yitmar. You skip all of this and go down to the next part. Ela'i yitmar. So we'll just say it anyway. But l'maisa, since it's here. But you should realize that what's it called? That all of this doesn't belong here. The Gra, what's it called, says also that take it all out. It's all not to be here. We'll say it anyway, and it goes back on the first lashon. Fine. By trumas hadeshin tchilas avodah yamama, he trumas hadeshin. What's it called? Bottom of dorm is sof avodah yamama, and trumas hadeshin is tchilas avodah yamama. He dam rav yochanan kiddush yarav trumas hadeshin lemochren tzorach lekadosh shikvar kiddush mitchilas avodah. Elei itmar hachi itmar. Right. If rav yochanan said what he said, right, he said it the following way. Amr Avasi, Amr Yochanan, Zor, Shesidur, Shneg, Ziri, Eitzim, Chayiv. Hoyal, Vavoda, Tamahi. That's the end of the Avoda Sidur. He didn't say that if you're Mesadar the Marocha, you're Chayiv Misa, because that's Avoda, Shesh, Achare, Avoda. And you're only Chayiv Misa on Avoda, Tama. But if you're Mesadar the Shneg, Gizri, Eitzim, that's the end of the Sidur of Eitzim. Now there's Sidur of the Evorim, but that's something else. That's not Sidur Eitzim. Maskif La Rava, Elameata Tiboy Pious. Since it's an Avoda Tama, it's a Choshev Avoda, it should need a pious by itself. Or it says, Velo Boy Pious. Vatanya Mishazocha Betrumas Hadesh and Yiskeva Sidur Shnegizriyasin. Right? The Chorah did have a pious. Hachi Kormar, Yafai Shalob if Neatma, give it a pious for itself, not together with Trumas Hadesh. Kidamrinan Lamemra, Kidamrinan. Like we said, that what's it called, that the reason that it doesn't have a pious by itself, because the chatchila, they only did it because of the sakana that came about, originally didn't have a pious. Mara says, and that they put it together because they thought the Kohanim weren't going to come, because Trumas Hadeshin wasn't chosher for them, like we said before. Rashi, Ho'el v'avodat tamah, d'sholim le'sidur, l'meimra d'avodat tamah, boy pious, when you get it, okay. The memer that avoda tama v'zor chayiv aleha misa boy pious ein zor chayiv aleha misa lo boy pious. Rashi takes this out also. Vari shchita, right? Shchita is an avoda sheyesh acharei avoda, and it's kshera bizar and still needs a pious by itself. Shani shchita the tchilas avod idivamahi. Right? Shchita is different because it starts off all the other avodos, therefore it's choshev enough to have a pious by itself. Mara says, Lameimra, here also the Gra takes all this whole thing out. The avodah tama boy pious, avodah sheyesh acharei avodah lo boy pious, vayivorei mutorim sof avodah imamahi, haritum sadesh mishu maise shahaya. All of this is the Gra and Rashi both say take it out. Omer marzutra, v'seimer ravashi, afanan nomi tanina. Omer lahem hamamuna, tsuru uimigiyaz man ashchita. The evil zman sidur gzire eitzim lo ktani. Right, the Chora see from here that Shnei Gzireitzim doesn't have to be done in the daytime. It's Avodas Laila. Because they didn't send somebody out to see if it was daylight to do the Shnei Gzireitzim, only to do the Shechita, which came later. Where it says, no. Because they could have done the Shnei Gzireitzim again, over, so it didn't make a difference to go Bedafka to what's it called to check it. But the Shechita, if they considered it, they passed that carbon. But Nela, they had to go check. The Ilu Afanan Tamitanina, the Sirik Zirim Avodah Tamah, Hikrib Yochanan, the Lokra of Lady, the Lomonila of Avodah Shazor Chayev Aleh, Mishim Diesh Acharel Sidre Vorim. Right? Lady holds, right, that Sidre Shnegiz Reyetzim is not an Avodah Tamah. Because he holds that the Sidur of the Eivorim on the Eitzim is part of the whole process. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, no. Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim ends the Sidur of Eitzim. The Eivorim is something else. The Ilus Man Shnei Gizrei Eitzim Loktani, Amav of the Slaylahi, Behu Gemar Sidur Marocha. The Shnei Gizrei Eitzim can be done at night because it ends the process of putting wood on the Mizbeach, which can be done at night. The Sidur Eivorim Shu Avodas Yom Tchilas Avodah Heresy. Putting the Eivorim is a new process that has to be done in the day. For the Gomer Sidur Marochi, the Gomer answers no. Shnei Gizrei Eitzim could be has to be done in the daytime too, except they didn't have to go check to see if it was really light, because if they put it on by mistake, they could take it off and put it back on. Okay. Hadron Lech Barishona, Hadron Lech Barishona, Hadron Lech Barishona. Omer Lohem Hamamune Tzur U and Higiyas Manashchita. As we had before, right? The just before, and then the Omid before, the Mamuna. Rashi says the Mamuna is a skan. Who has skan? And the Tosus Yishonim says the Mamuna was a different person, not the skan. Tzur u'um higiyas man hashchita. Go out, go up on the wall, climb the wall, and see if the what's it called, the sun is ready to rise. All this was before sunrise, mamish, even though all those mitzvahs that are done in the daytime are kosher from alos ha-shachar, b'di'evet. L'chatchila, you have to wait till sunrise. Here, they did it before sunrise, because the reason you have to wait till sunrise is because we're afraid you may make a mistake and do it at night. Because it's not so clear when alos ha-shachar is. So you wait till sunrise, then you know for sure it's daytime. Masha'inkin over here, Kohanim or Zrizim, we're not afraid they're going to do it too early, so as long as it's light out, even before sunrise, that's good enough. Haroe Omer Barkoi. So the guy went up on the wall, screamed out, Barkoi. Barkoi means, what's it called, it's light, right? Borok, right? It's the morning has shone. Barak, it's shining. Rashi Tzura u'alachoma u'alagad. These they went on the wall or on the roof. Zman hashchita, shchita satami. Kolomar in heir hamizra. Is the eastern part of the sky light? Shashchita psula b'layla d'chsi b'yom zivchachem. Can't do it at night. So that's to be after alos hashachar, and they waited until it was mamish light, which is before Nates, like we said, because one time the Gemara says there was a what's it called? The Mishnah says that there was the moonlight, and they thought that it was sunlight, and what's it called? And they shechted the carbon tamid before daytime. Haroa zeshol legag barkoi lashon tzohar shining kamo leman heyosla barak heiru brokim. That it means to shine. Masha ben Shmuel Omer, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, Ad Shebechevro. Rashi and Menachah says that Masya ben Shmuel was the person who's Mamuna on the Paisos. That was the name of that. And he would then say, Heir Pnei Kola Mizrachat Shebechevro. When the guy on the roof would say, Barkoi, Masya ben Shmuel, who was Mamuna on the Paisos, would say, Heir Pnei Kola Mizrachat Shebechevro. The Ritva learns that Masya ben Shmuel is here as a Tana, and he's arguing on the Tanakama. Tanakama says you just need Heir Mizrach Stam, and he holds you need Kol HaMizrach. The whole eastern sky has to be lit up till Chevron. And the Gemara discusses why they had to mention Chevron to be Ma'orer the Zchus Avos. The Hu Omer Hain, and the guy on the roof would answer Hain. The Lama Hu Tzrich Lekach, why'd they have to send somebody up to the roof to see if it was light? Shepamachas Olam Ma'or HaLavana, the Dimu Sheheir Mizrach. One time, the moonlight looked like it was light, and they thought that it was already daytime. The Shachru Satamid, Valtzilu Beisasreifa, and then they realized it was still night, and it was possible. So they took it out to burn. They learned from here, the Yushalmi, that an Eid Echad is Neman to tell you that the, what's it called, that it's time for the Shechita. You don't need two Eidim, because it's a Milsa Davide Legluye. Eventually it's going to be clear that it's daytime or not. Right? You're going to know. Somebody else can go and see. So in something that's Avida Legluya and Eid Echad is Neman. They bring a raya from here that an Eid Echad is also Neman to testify that a child was born either before Shkia or after Shkia, whether you can do a bris on Shabbos or which day the bris is. So it's a Milsa Avida Legluya. It's possible other people can know the same thing. It's not something that only this Eid Echad can know. Okay, Rashi, v'hu omer ad shu b'chevron, ad shenira hatzor ad chevron, that the light of the sky is lit up till chevron. V'hu omer lahem heim, b'farshim moras, moras will answer what this heim is. Lama hu tzruchu l'kach, lalos l'gag v'liros, why did they have to send somebody up? Why were they so makbid to see if it was light or not? Ola mor halavana, semach tovar halavana, samach l'shachris. The moon rose close to Shachris, and it gave off light, and they thought that it was what's it called daylight. The dimu v'chishma, they thought, when they figured out that it really was still night, they burnt the korban tamid because it was possible. Okay, now after this, haridu kohen gadol beis hatvila, then they would bring the kohen gadol on what's it called to the beis hatvila on Yom Kippur. Ze haklau hayo b'mikdash kol ha-meshach esragl of tom tvila. Anybody who went to the bathroom, right, what's it called, not just to urinate, had to have a tefillah after that, before he could be oveid or come into the mikdash. The chol ha-matl mayim ton kiddush yadayim raglayim. If you only urinated, you didn't need tefillah, but you needed kiddush yadayim raglayim. Rashi, horidu kohen gadol l'farshim mori. It wasn't explained now where they were morid the kohen gadol to the tefillah. Mesach raglav nekovim hagedolim, right? If he defecated, then you have to have a tefillah. V'loshen mesach kamo ilan ha-mesach al ha'aretz. Mesach means that it's like you spread your legs over the ground. V'fisha hatzorech nekovim gedolim korei al birkov u'mechase gufu es raglav. When you defecate, so you what's it called, get down, crouch down, and your body covers your legs. It's a kinui for going to the bathroom. But if you only urinate, you only had to have kiddush yodayim v'raglayim.